You're listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks, your source for centered and focused play therapy coaching.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brenna Hicks, the kid counselor. This is the Play Therapy Podcast, where you get a masterclass in child-centered play therapy and practical support and application for your work with children and their families. In today's episode, we are taking a deviation. So I know you are used to our schedule, and I know you are used to a Tuesday curriculum and a Thursday question. This podcast is actually a Friday podcast because I received an email and I wanted to wait to get permission to share it with you. So I have been granted permission from Nathan, who wrote in very detailed, long email to me. And I want to read it to you. He's given me permission to share the whole thing. So first of all, Nathan, thank you for the email. Thank you for giving me permission to share it. Thank you for being vulnerable to a massive podcast audience. But I thought this was so important to share with you. So I apologize for throwing you a curveball and not following through on the answering of questions. But I think you will see the value in why I'm taking the shift here. One of my greatest pieces of excitement is when I hear how child-centered play therapy has transformed someone. So whether it transformed them personally, it transformed them professionally, it transformed their work with kids, it transformed their practice, it transformed their career. There are so many transformations that take place. And I find it very rich that one of the things that we work for in our work with kids and families in the child-centered approach is the child's transformation. And I think that duality where the child is transformed by child-centered, but so are we in different ways, that is worth celebrating. It's worth talking about. It's worth sharing. And it's inspiring and it's encouraging. And it makes us realize the value of what we have in the theoretical model of child-centered play therapy. So I'm going to read Nathan's email. My disclaimer is I doubt highly that I will make it through without crying. So I'm just letting you know that if I pause for a moment or, you know, you hear some tears, that's just real life. And I'm real with y'all, so you get what you get. Half the time on my coaching calls, I'm sweaty from CrossFit and they're like, oh, you're in workout clothes. And I'm like, yep, you get me for me. And that's just the way it goes. So thank you for accepting all of my quirks and craziness. But if I cry, that really is my heart. I have read it twice and it's made me cry both times. So the likelihood is it'll probably happen again. But I want to share this email with you. It is quite long. So make sure that you're in a comfy position and make sure that there's no distractions. I want you to actually take this email in. Because gosh, if it isn't the power and testimony of child-centered play therapy. Here we go. Dear Dr. Hicks, my name is Nathan, and I am a 30-year-old social worker living in a little town in Michigan. I'm writing to you because I want you to know how your CCPT podcast has changed my career and my life. The summer of 2022, I returned to the United States from living overseas with my wife, and I joined a mental health private practice for the first time. Prior to leaving America, I had worked for a few years with at-risk families through a nonprofit agency while earning my master's. When I entered private practice, I found myself in the position of, quote, the guy who works with kids, end quote. That's familiar, isn't it? Mostly because it never occurred to me to turn children away. However, I was soon overwhelmed with insecurity over my flimsy methods with children and their families, which lacked an evidence base. I could never meet the expectations of my clients' parents, and I was plagued with a nagging fear that I was shining them on because I could not articulate my ill-defined methods very well. Maybe the most difficult part was that I could not stay true to the person-centered philosophy that I have loved using with adults since I discovered the work of Carl Rogers several years ago. After 14 months of agonizing over this issue, I decided one day to just type the phrase, quote, explaining child therapy to parents, end quote, into my Spotify search bar, and your podcast appeared. I've listened to one episode, and by the end of that episode, I knew I had found the answer to my dilemma. Within days, I devoured all the foundational content and scrapped my directive treatment plans with the 11 children on my caseload at the time. But that was just the beginning. I had to explain to the parents of my clients why all our previous conversations about, quote, addressing issues, end quote, verbally in the playroom were no longer relevant or applicable. This challenged me to place many hours of concentrated effort into strengthening my articulation of the process. I practiced my explanation of the stages, phases, and universal outcomes of CCPT on my wife, who fortunately found it all very fascinating. Yes, Nathan, thank your wife. Many people do not want to hear all about that, but good for her. I even mentioned them broadly to a friend at a party, hoping to shy away from the details for fear of talking shop. However, prompted by the curiosity of my friends, I found myself pontificating on the magical but empirically substantiated virtues of child-centered play therapy. Since I'm blessed with very open-minded friends, it became a welcome party trick to tell the story of my circuitous pilgrimage from Dr. Carl Rogers to Dr. Brenna Hicks. Before long, I had the courage to address this change with parents, and I am pleased to say that I did not lose a single client, even among those who were several months into directive treatment. Still, I had the feeling of standing at the foot of a huge mountain. Your podcast gave me direction and sure footing for the first time in my work with children, but I had almost none of the materials I needed to continue. My sand tray, with its handful of archetypal miniatures, was suddenly not enough. I needed swords, dolls, handcuffs, stethoscopes, soccer balls, musical instruments, craft supplies, and something called a Bobo doll. I needed a place to put them in my tiny office. I needed the knowledge to understand thematic play. I needed to extend my articulation skills to instruct parents on using the four pillars effectively at home. I needed buy-in from mentors and stakeholders. I imagine I will be climbing this mountain forever, but I am writing to you today because I have reached a deeply satisfying part. Told y'all. I've reached a deeply satisfying part here in the very first year of my ascent. In about 6 months, I've listened to every episode of your play therapy podcast, purchased child-centered play therapy, proselytized CCPT to the CEO of my private practice group, graduated several children from a full course of CCPT, and furnished the playroom with toys from each category of play. This is where the abstract transformation in my head has become incarnate. Having spent a lot of my own money on the toys, I am using my hobby as an amateur woodworker to create cheap storage that looks inviting. I replaced the giant particle board desk in my office with my little antique writing desk from home, which allowed me to add a toy cabinet to the playroom, which I found in poor condition for free, and refinished in my garage. I cobbled together a little game table from scrap lumber, I purloined decorative baskets from my house, and very foolishly started building a dollhouse kit. The transformation of my practice with children is ongoing, but even in its nascent stages, I find it very exciting, very rewarding, and very good. You have a tremendous wealth of knowledge that is extremely valuable, and you give it freely to people like me who need it. You should be proud of yourself. Oh my gosh. Okay. So, Nathan, thank you. That really, really is one of the most thoughtful, encouraging, inspiring emails that I've really ever received from a listener. So I'm so grateful to you. And for all of us, as the Play Therapy Podcast listener family, isn't this our story? Isn't there a moment where child-centered play therapy finds us? We don't find it. It finds us, right? And it seeps into the core of who we are. And it starts oozing out of us. And it takes so much work and so much investment and so much time and so much training and so much studying and so much practice. But every second of it is worth it. Every second of it gets us closer to serving children and their families in the way that we're meant to. And Nathan, you know, you're making furniture and you're refurbishing furniture in your garage because it allows you to create a playroom that kids want to be in. And the amazing opportunity we have to watch ourselves transform through this process, we become better humans. I think about that all the time. I believe I am a better person because of child-centered play therapy. It makes me understanding. It makes me kind. It makes me other-oriented. It makes me aware of people. It gives me tools to connect to people. I think it makes us better humans. And when we are better humans, we are able to provide an environment for children to become better humans. And Nathan, I am so excited for you. I am so happy for you and your clients and your families and your career. I responded to you all of that in the email. I truly am so happy that you've been able to love this and start climbing the mountain. So I hope that this encourages you. I hope that you hear Nathan's story and you find your own story in it and you connect and you relate and you say, I know what that's like. I've been there. I'm on that same journey up the same mountain. And many of you are super new. Many of you have been around for a long time and you're a veteran. But no matter where you are in the ascent on the mountain, it is a worthwhile trek. And every second that we spend working on being the best child-centered play therapist that we can be is worth it. It only brings good things to us. So I hope that that is a huge encouragement to you. If you have a similar story, please email me with it. I would love to hear how child-centered play therapy has impacted you personally. And I might actually add a third day. I don't know. I don't want to give up my regularly scheduled episodes. So I may add a third day where I just share stories because this is how we connect. This is how we relate. This is how we understand the beauty of this method that we get to do for a career. So I would love to hear from you, Brenna@thekidcounselor.com. And I am excited to hear your stories, your journey, and the things that child-centered play therapy has done for you. Nathan, again, thank you. It really has been an amazing day with receiving this email and getting your permission to share it. Really quick, before we wrap up, I do want to remind you that our collective live Zoom call is on Friday afternoons at noon Eastern. So if you've not yet joined the collective and you'd like to hop onto that call and see what it's like, go to ccptcollective.com. You can also get the link directly from playtherapynow.com, and that will give you everything that you need to know. That includes the link to my upcoming CEU course, to the collective, to the certification program, all the stuff that we have going on, you'll find on playtherapynow.com. I love y'all so much. Thank you for the emails that you send. Thank you for believing in this method. Thank you for believing in what we do. I believe in you, and we have an incredible gift that we get to do with our kids. So love you. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks. For more episodes and resources, please go to www.playtherapypodcast.com.